CLTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka Ambe. First, the main points. A fire incident resulting from the mishandling of fuel has left 7 people dead in Esamintang, Hawaii, of the Central Region. 200 exhibitors are displaying their services at the 13th edition of the Federal Government Action Sago that is on the way at the multipurpose sports complex in Yaoundé on the theme Governance and Improvement of the Living Conditions of Citizens. This under the patronage of the Prime Minister. Head of government. Out of the country, U.S. President Joe Biden withdraws from the presidential race and backs Vice President Kamala Harris as new nominee for the Democratic Party, with thousands of black women across the United States throwing their weight behind Harris. And in sports, Porto Norman Lito team are winners of the 2023-2024 volleyball titles in both the men and women categories in Cameroon. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. 6 children and a young mother of the same household have died following a fire incident which occurred in the early hours of this morning on the outskirts of Yaoundé in Awai, Mefo and Afamba division of the Central Region. A 13-year-old who survived the tragic incident recounts the fire stemmed from the explosion of a table lamp while the grandmother was in the process of selling out a liter of fuel. The senior divisional officer of the Mefo and Afamba rushed to the site to make an appraisal of the situation and made a number of recommendations. The 13th Government Action Fair, SAGO, has officially opened in Yaoundé by the Minister of Communication, Rene Emmanuel Sadi, at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex with over 200 exhibitors to showcase their services and projects that could go a long way in improving on the living standards of Cameroonians. Holding under the theme, Governance and the Amelioration of the Living Conditions of Inhabitants, the event began with an inaugural lesson presented by the coordinator of the National Governance Program, where he stated that the poverty level in the country is accentuated in rural areas where individuals live below a daily average budget of about 800 CFA francs per day. The 8th edition of the Cameroon International Exhibition Fair CIARC officially opens in Yaoundé tomorrow, with over 800 exhibitors expected from the country, Africa and Europe to showcase their craftsmanship at the National Museum. Among delegations already arriving for the 10-day exhibition fair is the Burkinabe Minister of Industrial Development, Trade, Crafts and Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Serge Guionodem Poda, who together with his delegation paid a courtesy visit to Cameroon's Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicrafts, Achille Basile Kentroy. The Burkinabe minister used the audience to call on Cameroonians to make a stopover at their exhibition stand at the Yaoundé National Museum, where close to 20 craftsmen from Burkina Faso will be showcasing their works. Police and gendarmerie statistics are indicating a sharp rise in the trafficking and consumption of drugs, with cannabis and tramadol reported to be highly in circulation in Cameroon. Figures suggest that over 100 firearms and over 1,000 ammunitions have been seized, over 500 kilograms of cocaine in 2024 alone. The 3 northern regions, the Douala International Airport, and some divisions in the west, northwest, and southwest regions of the country are cited as critical zones where trafficking and drug consumption is rife. Negotiations are maturing for a deal between CEMAC and ECOWAS to facilitate access to the third-party international liability insurance in case of an accident involving CEMAC and ECOWAS citizens transiting in both zones. The Permanent Secretary General of the Council for the CEMAC International Third-Party Liability Insurance, known as Pink Card, made the revelation this morning in Balma Yonyong and So division of the Central Region. Representatives of the organ from the 6 member states are expected to designate a new technical director of the institution at the close of the 5-day event launched by the Director of Insurance in the Ministry of Finance, Mundua Atoni. Out of Cameroon, the U.S. political class and high personalities across the world have saluted President Biden's decision to drop out of the forthcoming U.S. presidential elections in November. In a message posted on X on Sunday, President Joe Biden said it was in the best interest of his party and the country for him to step down as candidate of Democratic Party. According to political scientists, Biden's decision to drop out of the presidential race illustrates the vividness of U.S. democracy. And in sports, curtains of the 2023-2024 volleyball season have been drawn with the crowning of the Port Authority of Douala in men's category and Lito Team Ladies as cup winners of the country. Lito Team Ladies defeated Mayokani in the final yesterday in Yaoundé by 3-1 to win their second consecutive trophy of the Cup of Cameroon, while the Port Authority of Douala beat Lito Team by 3-0 in the men's final. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT This Afternoon Edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's Afternoon Edition.
Connecting people.
Seven people have died in a fire incident which occurred early this Monday morning in Awai, Mefuana Famba division of the Center region. One of the survivors, aged 13 years, disclosed that the accident was provoked by the explosion of a table lamp when his grandmother was serving a bottle of fuel to sell. The SD of the Mefuana Famba division, Thierry Nana Kinu, was on the field to assess the situation. Details with Maimuna Njoya of CRTV Center.
This is the second incident in Awai just 2 weeks after the death of three children who consumed food of doubtful quality. The present incident occurred in Eseminchang on the road leading to Awai, Mefuana Famba division. The grandmother, Salome Ebole, who is in a critical state, has been selling fuel for some 3 years now. Relatives and neighbors say this was just an unfortunate incident which has abruptly thwarted the dream of an entire family. One out of the two survivors, 13-year-old secondary school boy Emmanuel Amugu, declares that his mother, sister, and five other male cousins between 2 and 20 years could not be saved because by the time his grandmother was trying to sell out a bottle of fuel, a bit of it poured on the floor and the table lamp, which was just at the corner of the house, instantly led to a deadly explosion. The SDO of the Mefuana Famba division, Thierry Nana Kinu, cautions.
They should be vigilant. There are activities that are prohibited. Because of their nature, they need people who have expertise to handle it.
The deceased have been instantly laid to rest, leaving behind a bitter pill for relatives to swallow. Maimuna Njoya, CRTV Center.
Sago 2024, our special slot on the news.
The Minister of Communication has encouraged Cameroonians to massively turn out at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex that is playing host to the Fair on Government Action SAGO and avail themselves of the plethora of lofty projects on display to scale up the living standards of the population. René Emmanuel Sadi was speaking as he officially opened the fair on behalf of the Prime Minister, Head of Government. The 13th edition is hinged on the theme Governance and Improvement of the Living Conditions of Citizens. Here is the Minister of Communication shedding light on the focus of SAGO. He spoke to Patience Wingo.
Fundamentally, there is difference between this SAGO and the others. You could see more participation. There are more than 250 administrations, enterprises who are here on this site. These are wonderful shakers for our country. For those who want to exactly know what is being done by this or that administration. So I presume that young people who want to launch their project, this is the opportunity they should seize to come and get appropriate information. And those who do not know exactly what we are doing in our country to improve the living conditions of our fellow countrymen, it is good that they could come to this showcase and they will see that a lot is being done and they could get better information and appreciate what the government is doing and, of course, seize the opportunity to get more information that could be useful for them.
The Minister of Communication talking to the CRTV. The over 250 state and private institutions present at the ongoing government action fair Sago in Yaoundé are using the platform to create a relationship with the public and introduce their new products and services. Whether in agriculture, ICT or the communication sector, the exhibitors are bent on contributing to the economic development of Cameroon. Colette Jani.
The 2024 edition of the Government Action Fair Dubbed Sago is an opportunity for ministerial departments, private and public entities to showcase what they are capable of offering for the economic development of Cameroon. Pelagi Nanji is part of the communication unit of the Ministry of Communication present at the Sago exhibition site.
The Ministry of Communication intends to vulgarize a circular that was signed in May relating to the collection of non-tax revenues derived from the communication sector. There have been some modifications on the amounts needed for authorization for those who wish to operate audiovisual communication companies in Cameroon and foreign journalists who intend to carry out productions in Cameroon. This is in line with the 2024 finance law. And we also have income live sessions, which intends to reach those members of the public who cannot make it to the stand of Mincom at Sago, those in the regions, those in the diaspora.
Pinned on the theme governance and the improvement of citizens living conditions, ministerial departments, private and public entities are using this 13th edition of Sago to raise their profile, generate brand awareness, build a relationship with the public, network and introduce their new products and services to Cameroonians.
Colette Jani reporting. Like in previous years, the 2024 Fair on Government Action Sago is a forum for the different ministries and public administrations to showcase the activities, functioning services and innovations to their partners in particular and the public as a whole. Far from just being an ordinary exhibition, senior reporter Teke Julius argues that Sago is a platform for the government to illustrate her commitment in fostering better public service delivery and national development for the welfare of all citizens.
In line with the National Development Strategy for 2020-2030, the government of Cameroon expects her partners and the population to be very active in the different development ventures meant to significantly trigger growth and improve on the living conditions of citizens. For this to be effectively achieved, government partners and public service users must have a perfect understanding of the functioning of ministries, service delivery, innovations, and projects. The vision in recent years remains the modernization of public service delivery, infrastructural development, the promotion of local initiatives in the transformation or processing of agriculture, wood, and mineral resources, the sustainable management of natural resources, universal health coverage, and the appropriation of good governance practices. Sago 2024 is therefore an opportunity for development partners and the population to avail themselves of huge opportunities and services being offered by the government and for which they are expected to be active and not passive actors in making government actions more visible, people-oriented, durable and productive for the advancement of Cameroonian societies. This in consonance with the theme of Sago 2024, which is governance and the improvement of living conditions for citizens.
Take it, Julius. The Director of Insurance in the Ministry of Finance has advised participants at the 24th Ordinary Meeting of the Council of the CEMAC Mobility CAD to make proposals in the best interest of citizens using transporter networks of the zone. Mrs. Mendoa Anthony made the call in Balmayo, Nyongasu Division of the Central Region, while launching discussions at the five-day event. Rigobe Maniga completes that story from Balmayo.
Officials from the six member states of the CEMAC sub-region say over 3 billion CFA francs have so far been spent since the inception of the CEMAC third-party liability insurance scheme in 1996, majority of the beneficiaries plowing their roads between Cameroon and Chad. According to the permanent secretary of the CEMAC Council of the Third-Party Liability Insurance, Chadian-born Bemba Baril, negotiations are underway for a deal between CEMAC and ECOWAS to benefit citizens of both zones in case of any road accident involving citizens of CEMAC and ECOWAS on transit. while discussions regarding continuous payment of cross-border indemnities in the CEMAC zone remain on the agenda of the five-day event, the Director of Insurance in Cameroon's Ministry of Finance, Mandua Anthony, has advised participants to make decisions that stay in the best interest of citizens of the CEMAC sub-region. Rigobert Mania on special assignment for the CRTV in Balmayo.
Curtains have been drawn on the 15th edition of the CEMAC Transborder Trade Fair in the Bolova South Region of Cameroon. During the closing ceremony over the weekend, female entrepreneurs who participated in the two-week forum took a firm engagement to be the driving force of development and integration in Africa. Clarence Azzi completes that story from Bolova.
The four-track anthem sung by the artist Seraya at the Nkovo Sports Complex, a mark of cohesion between the six countries of the Economic and Monetary Community of Central Africa, united by law, history and culture. It is the end of the annual meeting, 2 weeks of genius exhibitions, and according to four-track coordinator Daniel Latte, it is a happy end.
We are feeling good, even tired. I think God has blessed this edition, and we are praying God so that all the partners, mostly the Cameroon government, continue to help us to sustain so that we do better.
Around 13 nations participated in the two-week exchange forum, showcasing various products ranging from processed foods, handicraft, textile, and cosmetic products. A moment for them to identify potential partners as well. The participants have taken the commitment to in future work better than in the past to obtain more satisfactory results. Placed under the patronage of the Ministry of Trade, Fortrack, created in 2009, serves as a platform for exchanges between actors in the formal and informal sectors from member countries of CEMAC, ECAS, and several other states. Clarence Azzi reporting for CRT News in Bolova.
The United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, in partnership with key UN agencies and sectoral ministries dealing with issues related to women, have laid down strategies to reshape gender inclusivity policies. The goal is to enable women entrepreneurs in Cameroon and other CEMAC member states navigate the African continental Pacific Free Trade Area. The innovative approach to boost sub-regional trade is expected to melt down the multiplicity of challenges hindering women from emerging fully as business actors, as well as consolidate a market of 1.3 billion people in Africa. Belinda Shu presents the winning strategies to empower female entrepreneurs in the sub-region in the following report.
The issue of gender and regional value chain is surfacing in the process to implement the African Continental Free Trade Area, especially given that women entrepreneurs play a pivotal role in the development of the sub-regional entrepreneurial ecosystem. That is telling enough of Cameroon, which has 95% of SMEs in the business sector. Today, a coalition of UN agencies championed by the Central Africa Bureau of the Economic Commission for Africa is going beyond national policies to step up the inclusiveness of women entrepreneurs in the African Continental Free Trade Area by building a sustainable network that can make these women viable actors in the quest to boost the trading position of Africa in the global market. In the light of constructing sustainable parts for female-run businesses in the sub-region, the coalition of UN agencies are gunning to promote industrialization and diversify the economies for the development of regional value chains and the manufacturing sector. Such a diversification will surely lead to increased productivity, job creation, and high-value-added exports among CEMAC member countries like those in other regions in the continent. Thus far, the UN Women has carried out a number of studies identifying opportunities for women entrepreneurs with regards to the African Continental Free Trade Area to help women maximize the profitability and competitiveness.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. Over 100 firearms and about 1,000 ammunitions have been seized from criminals since the start of 2024. This police and gendarmerie figures indicate that the rise in crime is largely attributed to an upsurge in the trafficking and consumption of drugs, which can also explain the drop in the academic performances of students. Albert Njembonde.
Cameroon has moved from a transit country to an important consumer of drugs. Security sources indicate that cannabis and tramadol constitute 70% of the drugs consumed in Cameroon. Since the start of 2022, about 15 dealers have been arrested, with the majority coming from a neighboring country. Over 500 kilograms of cocaine have also been impounded. The Bambutus and the Nun in the west, the Bui and the Boyo divisions in the northwest, and the Bam and Enubu in the center, the Faro and Deyo in the Adamawa are cited as the red zones in the traffic, with the Douala International Airport, the ports of Limbe and Ekok, and the three northern regions cited as major entry points. The center governor is Nasiri Paul Bea.
We have had a lot of incidents concerning feminicide, but this all is because of drugs. Drugs has had a heavy toll on our youths, and these youths need to know that they are actually hampering their future and their lives.
Police and gendarmerie sources also indicate that there is a direct correlation between drug consumption and crime. There have been over 9,000 summons and interventions, with 112 arms and over 1,000 ammunition seized, alongside 72 telephones and close to 2,000 motorbikes impounded. Such crimes have been transported to schools where drug consumption has reached a preoccupying level, a situation which may also justify the drastic drop in the percentage pass of students in the back exams. Administrative authorities are thus calling on parents not to relent in orientating their children.
Albert Njembonde reporting. Improving registration on the electoral list and giving the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement Party overwhelming victories in future elections were the key messages during the launch of a campaign in the Mayo Sava North section of the CPDM. The locality of Warba played host to the launch chaired by the section president Shetima Hamidou. Amos Eno Nyaket attended the meeting and now reports.
The locality of Waba was chosen as the opener of the Meet the Party Supporters Caravan of the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement of the Mayo Sava North Section. The choice of Waba is explained by its dynamism and faithfulness to the ideals of the party. To the party officials, it is time to mobilize the troops, ensure that they are registered on the electoral list so as to ensure that the party gets an overwhelming victory in future elections. Chetuma Amidou is the section president.
The quality of a party is not to have many militants, but is to have the militants who have their voters' card. So I came to tell them to go and register because we have only 1 month.
Some supporters of an opposition party resigned to join the ranks of the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement, considered as the only political party meeting the aspirations of the local population. Mora Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
Out of Cameroon, the U.S. political class and high personalities across the world have saluted President Biden's decision to drop out of the forthcoming U.S. presidential elections in November. In a message posted on X on Sunday, President Joe Biden said it was in the best interest of his party and the country for him to step down as candidate of the Democratic Party. For Elvis Ngolengole, Cameroonian political scientist, Biden's decision to drop out of the presidential race illustrates the vividness of U.S. democracy. Som Lingom discussed with him and put together the following report.
President Biden's decision to drop out of the upcoming U.S. general elections and to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris as candidate for the Democratic Party is appreciated as a sign of political maturity and wisdom. Professor Alvis Ngolengole is a renowned Cameroonian political scientist.
He puts the interests of his party and his country before his personal interests, because if it were his personal interests, he has every reason, after he is the sitting and incumbent president, to stay the course and be the candidate.
But the endorsement of Kamala Harris by the incumbent president does not automatically make the first black lady a nominee for the Democratic Party.
The Democratic Party has its own rules, has its own tradition, and has a convention in Chicago in keeping with American laws. If the Democratic Party accepts, of course, Mrs. Kamala Harris will be the candidate of the party as a resolution of the convention.
For the political scientist, Joe Biden's decision does not also guarantee success to Donald Trump and to the Republican Party. 4 months to the elections scheduled for the 5th of November, experts say there is still time for major political shifts to occur.
In sports, Poor Autonome of Douala and Lito Team Volleyball ladies are the 2024 winners of the Cup of Cameroon in the men and women's categories. During the two finals that were played yesterday at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex, Lito Team ladies beat Mayokani Evolution by 3-1, while Poor Autonome overpowered Lito Team men by 3-0. Ben College Newberry will profile the two winners of the Cup of Cameroon in volleyball.
It was a show of determination and fitness this Sunday from Port Autonome Volleyball Club of Douala that transcended the hopes and aspirations of city rivals Lito Team. After stunning all their opponents on the road to the final by 3-0 each, Lito Team was the next victim for Port Autonome that received the trophy of the Champions of Cameroon this Sunday. Players and staff of the Douala-based volleyball club, who are also champions of the Central African sub-region this year, climbed on the throne of the Cup of Cameroon after more than 10 years of absence. For the Cup winners in the women's category, Lito Team of Douala, it was the second consecutive trophy of the Cup of Cameroon they won after defeating Mayokani Evolution by 3-1. The team that was created in 2011 played the final of the Cup of Cameroon a year later in 2012. And lost to the volleyball club of the National Institute of Youth and Sports as the dust settles on celebrations within the ranks of Port Autonome men and Lito Team ladies, all from Douala. The two volleyball clubs are expected to begin preparing for continental competitions immediately.
Before we end, CLTV's afternoon edition once again the main points. A fire incident resulting from the mishandling of fuel has left 7 people dead in Hawaii in the center region. 200 exhibitors are displaying their services at the 13th edition of the Foreign Government Action SAGO. U.S. President Joe Biden withdraws from the presidential race and backs Vice President Kamala Harris as new nominee for the Democratic Party. And in sports, Port Autonome and Lito Team are winners of the 2023-2024 volleyball title in both the men and women categories in Cameroon. CLTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Malice Natasha Mbang.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi. Cette mort, c'est le bilan d'un incendie qui s'est produit au petit matin ce lundi dans une maison de la localité de Samintiang, arrondissement d'Hawaï dans le centre, suite à la manipulation du carburant. Aussitôt informé, le préfet de la Mefouya Famba Thierry Kinunana est descendu sur le terrain s'imprégner de la situation. Ouverture officielle ce jour du SAGO 2024 par le ministre de la Communication René-Emmanuel Sadi. Le Salon de l'Action gouvernementale, vitrine du Cameroun qui est rendu à sa 13e édition, a pour thème gouvernance et amélioration des conditions de vie des citoyens. Le Palais polyvalent des sports de Yaoundé, site du SAGO 2024, donne l'occasion aux administrations publiques et privées ainsi qu'aux entreprises de tous bords de présenter leurs services, leurs produits et leurs savoir-faire en faveur des populations et du développement du pays. Les assises du Conseil des bureaux de la Carte Rose se tiennent en Balmayo dans la région du centre depuis ce jour. Les travaux qui vont durer une semaine ont été ouverts par le directeur des assurances Anthony Mindoua, représentant du ministre des Finances. De 1996 à nos jours, 3 milliards de francs CFA ont été mobilisés et payés aux sinistrés en zone CEMAC. Cela grâce à la Carte Rose. Au cours des assises de Mbalmayo, l'on annonce la signature de partenariats entre la CEMAC et la CDAO pour la prise en charge des deux sous-régions. À l'étranger, présidentiel 2024 aux États-Unis d'Amérique, Joe Biden se retire de la course et met en orbite sa vice-présidente Kamala Harris. C'était ce dimanche. Celle-ci promet de se battre pour remporter l'investiture des démocrates et ensuite battre Donald Trump, ancien chef de l'État et candidat des Républicains. Une actualité qui est particulièrement commentée par les intellectuels africains, dont les avis sont presque unanimes quant aux réelles chances de victoire de Kamala Harris. Et puis en sport, volley-ball coupe du Cameroun 2024, les finales se sont disputées hier dimanche. Lito Team en dame et Port Autonome de Douala à Monsieur sont les vainqueurs. C'était l'apothéose d'une saison sportive au Palais Polyvalent des Sports de Yaoundé. Fin du condensé du 3PM. Merci d'avoir écouté. Nos programmes se poursuivent.